League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
John and Raheel with Dell are on ESPN 97.5.
Apparently Brock Osweiler made the list of being a whiny quarterback. I think it's all about Osweiler not showing up at the White House because he will be practicing, so he's not going to the White House.
Yeah, that's a weird thing, man. It seems like the national media, national football writers, I don't want to say they're tight with Elway, but there's obviously respect there that what Elway does is like, oh, it's John Elway. And when Brock went away from John Elway and John Elway started putting out stories like, yeah, but you know what? We didn't want Brock the entire time, although they offered him a pretty damn good contract, right? But ever since then, it seems like Brock is just getting hate because he had enough. He wanted to go out and do his own thing and lead the Texans. Instead, national media is like, they just keep piling on Brock. It's the easiest thing because you know why? They're going to side with John Elway.
Well, I've seen Lock and Four before, though, and he continues to say that Bill O'Brien didn't want, never met him, really was, during the press conference, felt like that Bill O'Brien was pissed off that Brock Osweiler was here. And he doesn't feel like Brock Osweiler is a good quarterback. He has said so.
This is how it starts off. It's a big piece about a lot of NFL things, but under the headline, enough of the complaining over paid quarterbacks, this is the first line. The offseason of woeful quarterback discontent just refuses to go away. It wasn't ridiculous enough that guys like Sam Bradford and Brock Osweiler, Nick Foles last year got heavily overpaid, but now they can't stop making waves with ill-conceived, whiny, passive-aggressive, wannabe power plays. So he includes Brad Osweiler and all those. And in the Osweiler section, he goes, now we have Osweiler skipping out on the Broncos trip to the White House while still trying to pretend there's no bad blood here. Sorry, bro. And then he links to the introductory press conference. I guess a story he had about that. When you raved about the ownership management of the never-won-anything Texans after leading the Lombardi winners, that told us all we need to know. Apparently in the press conference, Brock, you know, being excited about being with this new team, said something.
Look, that's part of it, though. That's part of the national media. They're going to write these kind of stories. If Brock stayed with the Broncos, he would have been anointed the next big thing. It would have been, the stories would have been top five quarterbacks ready to win it all. Top five quarterbacks ready to take the next step. That's just how it goes.
Well,
man.
If he had stayed, wouldn't the Broncos be the favorite right now?
Yeah.
John and Raheel with Dell, ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.